This is Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and this is a product of Beverly Nation Radio Online Radio, and this is A&M University, and I'm your show host, Wadet Mentuhotep L, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and dial in at 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join the conversation, and brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And tonight, our show is based on grassroots coordination and cooperation, our final hope. And to you all, what we have to remember, is Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this term endurance, it does connect to coordination and cooperation. Let us examine this word, endurance. Endurance means to endure means to maintain. And maintain means to support, to uphold, to aid, sustain, and observe. And so let us tie it all back in. But he that shall maintain, support, uphold, aid, sustain, and observe, in parentheses, endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Men and women, elders, young adults, youth, and children, who all together use their skills and put their minds together to be able to observe their environment, their character, their skills, and how they work, observe their strengths, observe their weaknesses, in order to be able to help one another maintain through good times and bad. Be able to support each other through good times and bad, and also to aid and uphold, and to be able to sustain our ability to make sure that we're taking what we have important. What do we have? As I was always mentioned, you know, about certain procedures and chores, and also even, you know, help people who have skills all communicating with each other. You know, and also, so we're out here tackling what our issues are. You know, we have issues in our area, in our environment, you know, especially with this pandemic, this so-called pandemic that's going on, you know, or being taken advantage of by not making it important to have a strict diet, and passing that down as directions and important instruction to each other without taking it personal. Because it seems to me that we're being taken advantage of due to our collective laziness, don't want to keep their health well. There's certain percentage of people who don't want to take advice from one another in regards to about keeping our environment as in our kitchens, living rooms, our own homes, you know, up to code, clean with the proper chemicals and through proper procedures that eliminate disease and eliminate pestilences. And also, this form of laziness even does occur on the job as well, where you find yourself working at a job where they're supposed to be upholding occupational health and safety standards, and those who are in charge just let it be brushed under the rug. And there are some people who even find themselves, you know, with environmental health and safety skills, but some of those people are told not to say anything, or else they'll lose their job because the head person in charge, like the manager or the supervisor, is would be quite embarrassed by being put in line by somebody who's an employee who has those skills. And inside the workplace, the same people that are being affected by another person's shortcoming that's being influenced by that person not being encouraged to speak up, or where their word does not matter, because people just want to go through the 9-to-5, go get the check, and not be for putting other people's health and safety in danger, carrying certain lazy habits that do generate from the home into the workplace, and taking it into the workplace, and other people are going and affecting each other at home and in public and on the bus whenever people are traveling from point A to point B, and even in cars too, because a mechanic might be working on the car and end up being subjected to another person's laziness according to how their own car is looking. So, you know, there's let me take your mind and put it into in regards to, say, a school setting, okay? If children are coming from a household where there's different students that come from different households. Some have organized and clean ones, and some don't. And from that misorder that is going on, and everyone's all in one place, and you have those things, I mean, the issues, the flaws and the strengths are shown inside of the school, inside that one area. And some are being affected by certain pestilences known as, you know, diseases or bacteria or whatnot that others are carrying from their home and into one facility where there are many people, where many people are at. And we find where really matter, like collective reports matter in regards to, like, hey, everyone in the community be on the same page of how we conduct our homes, such as, like, what does everybody have, all the procedures laid out in regards to, say, with when it comes to, if everybody have the same list of chores, like keeping the walls clean, having certain types of mats set up in the entrance of the home, so there are people are keeping their shoes sanitized, you know, inside the home, outside the home. And also, even from in a school facility and when leaving a school facility, you know, who is there to make sure that those in the household or in inside of a working place or even a school to, quote, decontaminate them from coming from an outside environment to inside a home or inside a workplace, you know, to make sure that they are properly decontaminated, their jackets, you know, that they would wear to be outside to keep them shielded from the cold in certain environments, and also even like an entire detail breakdown so there are no contaminants, all contaminants are left at the door, just like as if whenever you're at work, to get the job done, you got to leave your, you know, certain even religions out the door, you know. But the point where I'm getting at is comprehended that there are certain, we all have different belief systems, and they all beliefs in how we take care of ourselves, they all should be known. And also having a platform, an interfaith platform, where people's principles, customs, and traditions are acknowledged, and also respected, so there is balance there, because the same customs, practices, and traditions do lead to certain habits of how we take care of ourselves, how we shield ourselves from inside of our body from certain pestilences or certain diseases and certain bacterias, you know, and even the same thing in regards to about what type of things we wear and actions that we do. So there are, in regards to keeping a balance there, so coordination and cooperation is balanced, that good friends of mine and elders as well have been, who are part of Who He Enterprises, a cultural and corporate sustainability systems provider. We have been, are currently receiving training on as interfaith protocol ministers, and that is far as with interfaith being able to comprehend, being having an open mind and an open heart to comprehend various different traditions and cultures and customs that we all have as a people, and there are principles that go along with that, and being able to use that to be able to help exact or exercise balance, exercise peace. Whenever that we have different people in the workplace, making sure that goals are complete on the job without arguments, you know, without any issues arising. Making sure that we have protocols that are in place that make sure that we are safe in our households, you know, that we have sanitized and clean households. So no matter what they're talking about when it comes to some pandemic or whatnot, that we all have, you know, an order of operations, an order of, like, things to eat, an order of type of ways to keep our homes clean, you know, and even access to, you know, certain tools and materials that's needed. So you know, we are able to, you know, get the things that we need to re-up on or to put in our inventories in our homes, you know, to make sure that we have all the tools that we need, you know, and the first step is definitely with comprehending people's backgrounds, comprehending their talents and skills, because everybody's special according to what they like to do and what they have to give to the world. And, right now at this moment, like, coordination and cooperation is our final hope. You know, there are people out here who are putting their minds, their intelligence, and lives on the line, you know, things that they have learned throughout their lives to be able to be an asset to others. And there are some who have been taught by, you know, strong parents and such, and in these difficult times, you know, those who have learned that strength, some aren't being met at the level with those who had taught them. That is a painful thing. I tell you one thing, that Dr. Malachi Z. K. York's methods of having you observe about yourself, having you observe about how your skills can contribute to the world, and looking at the vision of how strong coordination and cooperation is, you know, Dr. Malachi York, you know, taught Wunuwap. To me, I feel it's an interfaith ministry where he touched on all religions, you know, and it had touched my life, because in my life growing up, you know, my mom, she was in the church, you know, and my father was of the Moore Science Temple, so that left me with a mission that I had, an interfaith ministry myself. And along that road, you know, I am happy to have, you know, met people along that journey, you know, who have an open mind to how other people feel, who take their time out of their day to be able to think not only for themselves but for another. Thinking on the tone of a collective pursuit of happiness, because when we're all dealing with issues that that we have in our home or in our environment, with the air, water, land, things that we have been given dominion over, you know, as from melanated people first, you know, to lead other races, to guide them. These things are, this vision, it's very, very important, because the way that all people have a part that they play to make sure that all people in different environments and in different places and coming from different backgrounds are able to coordinate their skills to make sure that that we adapt to our environment and adapt to the changes. You know, those are very, very powerful things. And to be a student of a master teacher that has the same principles that my mother had instilled in me in regards to research what you're into before you get into it. That hits on being observant, which ties into endurance. And also a part of observance is comprehending words, what they mean, to be able to communicate in a much more better fashion, you know, and also having an open mind and an open heart too, to be able to hear where a person's coming from, even though they might not have the same vocabulary capacity, but and even having being observant enough to have enough compassion to also ask questions as well, to have a balanced correspondence. And I must say that right now in these times, you know, I see that and know that COVID is pneumonia. And pneumonia gets broken up by vitamin C. Does Huhi Enterprises have something for that? We have natural fruit juice. You know, but, you know, you all can, you know, dial 917-691-0842 to hear more about that. We'll be able to communicate about that. 917-691-0842. And we have caller one now in the queue. Caller one, please state your name and where you are calling from.
Call number one, you're on. Okay. When you press one, that means you want to talk, guys. All right, here we go. Caller number two, you're live right now with YJet Mental Health at L.
Press one to unmute yourself. Caller two in the queue, press one to unmute yourself.
Good evening. I wouldn't know. I can't see, so I'm not sure who you're talking about. I just know I just came online. I don't know if I'm 1, 2, 3, or 4. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, Khadija, how are you? I'm glad you came. Glad you came on the line. We're definitely talking about grassroots coordination and cooperation. And how?
Oh, sound so wonderful. You sound so beautiful. I'm telling you, I'm like, oh my God. You sound so. So wonderful and so beautiful, and to hear you talk about the master teacher, I am so thankful. So I truly appreciate this call.
Thank you. Your view is greatly, greatly appreciated. Because at this time, you know that that coordination and cooperation that was definitely influenced by. Dr. Malachi, your my life experiences, parents and such, where being able to see where other people are coming from and see in their cultures as well, because people have different ways of how they handle problems, whether if it's in their environment. They have different ways that they build to, you know, to adapt to their environment, especially if you're in an extremely hot environment. Or extremely cold environment. People have different ways of protecting what they grow, you know, and they have different ways of teaching as well. And so these things, being observant, and having someone, a man, and also other melanated people who had along the journey before him, like Noble Drew Ali, Marcus Garvey, Kwame Nkrumah, and others, you know, it helps to see how colorful life is, and how, and it's kind of like where we're all different types of tools, and whenever there is a problem that arises, when we put our minds together, you know, we see the beauty of life unfolding. Because everybody has a view, an idea, you know, and being able to coordinate how they all come together, it shows the worth of life, and it helps bring confidence too. You know, it helps bring that confidence up. You know, so people are able to sleep better, sleep well. Those who have shelter, it helps people to become more mindful too. Because right now, far too tip for everyone, you know, environmental health and safety, you know, is very important. Being able to identify hazards, you know, whether it's in the home or even out and about, not home. You know, also everyone, we have call the three in the queue. Please state your name and where you're calling from. This is...
Hey, Wadette. It's Jerry Petito. How are you?
I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best, and I appreciate you for chiming in. Yes.
Yeah. You know, everything you're saying makes so much sense. But, you know, people have to take responsibility, and they have to be accountable for everything in their lives. You know, they can't just go through life thinking everything is okay and everyone else has to be the ones responsible for it. Like you was even like things you were saying about keeping your home clean, keeping whatever it is, you know what I mean? You have to be accountable in life. And just listening to you talk and explain the way you explain things is very enlightening and encouraging. So I just want to say thank you for this show tonight and continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. You're awesome, you know, and a great inspiration as well, especially with BJ Olansky, too, and Huni Bakatun, you know, and Sister Angela, everything. Oh, man.
You're awesome, too. You're awesome, too.
You know.
Yep.
Grateful
awesome,
every kiddo. Day, man. Love to keep y'all updated on this journey of becoming an interfaith minister. You know, and this is that pinnacle point of being exposed to Christianity and more Science Temple. You know, bringing everything all together, and with that influence from Dr. Malachi Z. York, you know, and how he took everybody through every school of religions. I wasn't around during that time. You know, I was born in 87, so there was a lot that went past me, you know, went by me. And so being able to just know about the point that he chose to touch melanated people from every school of thought. And then taught us to use love to coordinate. And my mom was on the same thing as well, because she said her mom taught her how to love. And so from being a man and knowing that just being the masculine energy in a physical form and being able to use creativity, like to the ingenuity to be able to do it and then be able to have an open mind to see how other people do things, how other creatures do things, like how they build and how they adapt and how other people build and adapt. That, like, having an open mind for that, we all can have it, and it definitely, we're all accountable to do it, And it's and when taking that chance, it makes life so much fuller. And man, there's just so much, like the art of communication, the art of allowing tones when someone's speaking, you know, when someone's projecting, to hear them, to hear them. And then to absorb what they're saying, but not taking it personal to your own heart. And again, it allows so much room. And the coolest part about it is when you knowing that the ether that provides life on all levels, high levels to low levels, you know, from humans to creatures, you know, if it's that life ether, you know, that and knowing that we all have it at a certain, in that when we are seeing each other and communicating to each other, that is what we are experiencing, and it makes life so much fuller, like a more of like a more precise and more tangible dynamic. It's a gorgeous thing, I must say. But knowing that, you know, we're in our shell, in our flesh, coordinating, being able to coordinate and be able to see what we're able to do and what we're made of, you know, to be able to experience our creativity on different levels. The creativity of the carpenter, the creativity of the farmer, the creativity of the coordinator, and various ones together. We can look at a whole federation of workers, like laborers union, electrical union, you got chemist union, all these different things, and composed of people who have different belief systems, but they're all focused on one goal, making sure that they provide a solution to a particular initiative, whether if it's health and nutrition, power and energy, whether it's infrastructure development, whether if it's trade and exchange, you know, all these different things that help keep life going, help keep life moving. And Jerry, that accountability you spoke of, you know, that accountability, oh yeah, big accountability. We could talk about in Genesis, you know, where it mentioned about that of us having of many people having dominion over the earth. There's a lot of accountability. That is a lot of responsibility. But guess what? We have different skills, you know, that help it out a bit, because we're accountable for what? You know, the water and the beings in it, the air and the beings in it, the land and the beings in it, and we have different focuses. There's so many different sciences. There's so many of them. So many. Science as in things to study, things to observe, and we're hitting on that word observance again, back to endurance, back to maintaining. But now, and we got, second now, we got call the four in the queue. Call the four in the queue, state who you are and where you are calling from. Call the four. Call the four in the queue. State your name, where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes.
Angela,
yes.
Calling,
yes,
from South Carolina. I didn't know if I was on or not, because I didn't hear anything. But how are you tonight?
I am feeling energized and feeling full of the ether today, as always.
Well, I'm always up for some empowerment and encouragement, so I'm just sitting back and listening to the conversation, and I thank you for sharing and letting our melanate people know that, you know, we do have dominion. So yeah, I thank you for this topic tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate you reaching out about it. man, I'm like, good health goes a long way in coordinating that too. It goes a long way, you know, man, like using our skills to do it too. It goes a long way. Cause, with Hoohe Enterprises, we have what's known as ether juice. You know, that ether is energy and energy is you. And so with that, you know, it was a platform that was inspired by my vocational experiences in culinary and then from Pittsburgh Job Corps and horticulture through Bidable Training Center and also with manufacturing skills from New Century Careers out of southwestern Pennsylvania and also Pitt University's Manufacturing Assistance Center as well. Hoohe Enterprises is that platform to coordinate the skills of the nutrition, of the food service skills to be able to produce a product that is organic and that is healthy for our immune system, and also that platform to be able to put all the homework that I have received in there, so all students who are interested in the same things of culinary, food service, of horticulture, identifying plants, knowing what they're good for, and also with manufacturing things that package and hold the finished product, and also produce a product all in one. So all the students, no matter where they are around the world, be able to see how I, as a student, had used the platform to where they be able to play their part too, and duplicate the system. They would have access to all the homework, the extra homework that I did on top of my homework in there, to be able to provide guidance and further. And then we have a good friend of mine, you know, David Pitt Sr., you know, who's also a part of receiving training to become an interfaith minister as well, that he has been a strong support also, you know, in comprehending how those things are important. Those different skills are important, you know, for our survival, to be able to make things happen. Because let's take you back to horticulture. You know, you have where that's a faction of agriculture where you're comprehending what plants are. You know, you're comprehending what they're made of, and how you're getting getting certain vitamins that we know of every day. And so to be able to, and also he has, as far as tasted the juice as well, that have been produced based on that, the knowledge that I received, from school, you know. And I also encourage, man, for people to get involved, you know, because we, with Hoohe Enterprises, because we have certain, our own projects that have been created based from the education that I've experienced, and also others who are along that journey too, you know, go in and just throw it all in, add it all in. So when it comes to nutrition and how it helps us to mitigate issues of what we're dealing with now, and also it'll be able to help have, you know, fun knowledge according to what we learn and things that we create. And also be able to help to, it's a good safety net as well, because out of it, you know, we have a workforce federation that we have developed to be able to provide, gather skilled people to provide jobs. You know, we have a framework set up, you know, so to get more on this, this framework set up, you know, and to get involved, you know, you can dial my number. 917-691-0842, 917-691-0842, or to get involved, you know. And because there's a lot of ground that our people must cover. You know, we need more security. We definitely have to make sure that we have things in place to keeping water stored, you know, keeping food stored, who would be able to pass messages. Oh, also pass emergency messages to each other, you know, so we're all on the same page. And, you know, we are broadcasting out of Lagos, Nigeria. And you can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation about coordination and cooperation, our final hope. It's brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Dial 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. As we are broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. And ladies and gentlemen, we are on a focus tonight. Cooperation and coordination. Our final hope. Yep, and also in regards to us, you know, keeping ourselves together. It's also about security as well, making sure that we are keeping our information secure, you know, making sure that we are, of course, keeping our account, well, securing our accountability as well. That's also always important. But again, the key focus that we're looking at is endurance. And the focus of endurance is the ability to observe, sustain, aid, and support. Those are all key focuses. Being able to support ourselves with the right nutrition, and also support ourselves with a good order of operation to make sure that we're all on the same page as well. And also, we are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and dial in with 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And also, one thing that we can definitely look at now is the things when it comes to coordination and cooperation. You know, we can look at the things that matter in regards to what we see, hear, and feel. You know, we have things that we see. Sometimes in our environment, you know, we see there's in some areas, you know, people don't dispose of their electronics properly or know how to. And there's also in certain environments that there's still littering going on. And so in that also there's big facilities that where when they break down waste, that the way they break it down, it ends up affecting our air and also our water as well. And being able to pay attention to certain skills, such as like say chemistry, in regards to what types neutralize certain harmful chemicals that are coming from places like plants that were like not industrial plants that break down, and they're breaking down materials and minerals to make products. Because some of the processes and how they dispose of their waste and ends up causing harm toward our water that we're drinking and also toward the air that we're breathing. And it does cause us certain health issues too, you know, issues in our memory and also issues throughout our cells and our body too. You know, so being able to, for us, comprehend, like, by having more knowledge on chemistry, it helps. It being put on a public forum, that helps as well. And that falls in line with environmental health and safety, you know, so we're able to ensure that, you know, that our health is good, you know, and that our focus is good as well. And also that would eliminate certain amounts of casualties too in regards to being exposed to certain hazards. Because as far as taking a glimpse at the news, there was a chemical plant that had an explosion in West Virginia. And so that was something that had just happened at a scene right now. So people at Google will be able to look at that in regards to that. A situation like that, more people in the environment or it's comprehending like how far they need to stay away from an explosion that has occurred and happened. The question would be, does that particular area and environment have certain protocols in place? Does the different belief systems, do they have a certain protocols and orders in place to pass the message on to each family to make sure that they're all on the same page and that they know what to do in case of an emergency like this, you know, that has happened? And back to what, you know, the accountability, being accountable for each other. You know, it's like, do we have cores of people able to clean up those hazards, who know those skills, who are able to, you know, go in, put on the right material, the right proper protective equipment to be able to mitigate the problem and mitigate the issue. And then communication specialists accompanying them that are able to mitigate the problem. Actually, not mitigate the problem, but put the message out to everyone, you know, to say at how long they should be away from the red zone where it had happened and where they can go to make sure that they're safe and that they're fine, that they're all right. And how long it's going to take for the area to get cleaned up. So families don't have things to stress about, you know, and also informing them of what type of roles they can play, what type of things are available, what activities they can do. It's all hitting on the level of the accountability. That's there. And these are current things that's going on, that's happening. You know, it just makes you think, you know, and I hope that these keys, certain keys help. The key of learning environmental health and safety, knowing what that is, and seeing how that fits in and provides protocols and particular orders of operation so we're not experiencing anxiety in regards to how to protect our households, protect our workplaces, and protect our environment that we're responsible over, that we're able to shift, maneuver, and adapt. Those things are very important. It decreases panic, decreases chaos, and provides order. aid and assistance and help. All those things are important. And helping them build the confidence as well. And also, inviting listeners now, also call in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Our listeners out there, dial 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, and we have caller 5 in the queue. State your name and where you're calling from. Caller 5 in the queue, state your name and where you're calling from. Can I call it 5?
You're on the air. Caller, you just press 1. You're on the air. Unmute yourself, please.
Press 1.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you now. We can hear you now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Do you have an ebook? All this information is so awesomely profound. Like, I need to listen to this again.
It's not. You gotta
write a book.
An ebook.
I don't know if you wrote a book, but you gotta write a book.
it's under development at this time, and as far as the contacting me at 917-691-0842. Helps, you know, so we'll be able to continue the conversation and the communication to be able to make the information accessible to people in your area. And because in regards to environment.
You spoke about coordination and cooperation. And then when you first opened up, the sister that came in and she spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's so, so very, very wonderful and refreshing to hear people or hear beings that are evolved and that are living their word and doing the best that they can to be in honor and be in integrity. And it only takes a few of us to actually get started because, you know, there's so much is going on right now and we have to have a strategy. Because we know that those other forces are doing what they do. Like they just arrested that brother from the No Effing Around Coalition guy with the black militia. And it's like most of our people are in very terrible denial about who these other beings are. But we know that we have the master teacher, the Honorable Dr. Malachi Z. York, who is incarnated as Yanun, and I am a student of the master teacher. So I know what I'm knowing, and you're knowing what you're knowing. And these few people that you have on this call, these very beautiful people, bring them together again so we can say hi to one another because you are really, like, blowing my mind. I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious, look at how anointed you are. You are so anointed. I'm so happy listening to you. I'm, like, already took 2 pages of notes. So I just, like, wanted to just jump in there and say that.
Your support is greatly, greatly appreciated. And also, we have Ngozi time. DJ.
Well, first of all, I want to thank our wonderful, wonderful young lady. First of all, you can find this show, so you can, you know, recap, at www.blogtalkradio.com. All you got to do is search Ngozi time, and this will be the first episode that will pop up in that wonderful and illustrious archive that we have. We have been on the air now for 2,668 episodes. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, watch it. You know, I am Olad the Great. I have not missed that one episode, heard every single one of our hosts, all right, from Dar Henderson, right, Roger, all the way back in 2013 on the day my mother translated to another level, February 4th to now. And I am so proud. You know, this is another December. Now, think about all the Decembers that we've had it on me. Going back to some shows, you know, I get to reminisce, and I'm not going to reminisce too long, but I remember people like, you know, Louis H. Devon, Lovely Ellis, Peter and Precious Patterson, Antonia Batts, Darlene Lawrence's, that great, great charter, you know, that we had on this network, And something I want to send out to my host, all hosts. You know, I want to thank the people that constantly call in, you know, and support on, you know, period. But we have a lot of hosts that need to support each other. And because you guys are missing a lot of great shows. You really are. A lot of you hosts only do shows once a month. So, you know, we do a better job, you know, not on every other week, you know, on every week, like the charter members. You know, Wajed just gave a whole lot of information, man, about the structure of the community, about how we're able to feed and nourish ourselves, man. You know, that's something that you need to take home to your family. Way back in 2013, I said very, very clearly that charity starts at home. If you love your house, you know, don't go to someone else's house if your house is not in order. If you're not doing the right things for your family, then don't knock on my door because you're an infidel. But if you are doing the right things, you can knock on my door. Take care of your next door neighbors and then take care of your block and then take care of your community, not neighborhood. We have too many neighborhoods. You know, Wajet's outstanding thesis tonight is to build communities. Let's start one home at a time. Your family, then someone else's family, and be able to breed not only true righteousness among men and women and children. Like he said, you know, nourishment of the mind will bring forth nourishment of the body, and then forth, you know, your spirit will be right as well. The young lady said that you were anointed. You know, I believe that. And Wajet, we tarried together, my man. We tarried together to get you together, right? And I am very proud tonight of you and this show. And, you know, and you know me, I always carry the big stick, you know, hit you right across the shoulder with it. And you've proven to me that that was not in vain. So outstanding work tonight from Ambassador Wajet Mental Health Tip Out. Tomorrow night, all these O&E stations, we get to do our thing, me and Sharice Lee, man. And I'm telling you, man, we having a ball. Wajet, call, you know, call in tomorrow night, man. We love your support. Tomorrow night, the first ever female host of the legendary Merc City Hip Hop program. Your course, you know what I mean? It's Olasky and Lee tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations. And of course, Devin Nation is advertising to O&E, which is Ola Deli Ingo's Enterprise. You reach the course at www.lookingglassentertainment at wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Prime, someone at devnet.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli Ingo's at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Deli Malaga Ingo's at Facebook, as well as our business page, A&M University, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, day, lay. Donnie goes with my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malaywa Ngozi, saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now, for the next 2 minutes, we give it back to the ambassador, Wajet Mental Hotep L. Take us home in the next 2 minutes, young sir.
Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to know more about services that Puhi Enterprises, the enterprise of the creative force of will, has to provide for your neighborhood, your family, your workplace, your village, tribe, and lineage, we can be contacted at 917-691-0842 and include you in on this interfaith ministry that we are undergoing, and also with making available all the products and materials, you know, for your lifestyle, for your business, and for your craft to keep you enduring through these days and times, providing that support, aid, and observance that you need. And we have a Melanated Workforce Federation for everybody of all skills and all corporations to get involved. So please call to get involved. Call 917-691-0842. 917-691-0842 to learn more about our interfaith ministry that we are having a part of our cultural and corporate systems providing ability. Appreciate you all for chiming in tonight, and those who have wanted to, coming in next month, second Wednesday of the week. And hey, keep in contact at 917-691-0842. Your aid and support is greatly appreciated, And we are more than gladly to help you be able to get in where you fit in, because grassroots cooperation and coordination is our final hope. And no matter how old we are, learning does not stop. The youth keeps the elders alive in creativity and in love. May the force be with you.